It's 2:43. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. In this portion of the program, we're going to have some ideas. Here's some ideas for sparking up our party snacking repertoire. That is not what we eat, but what we put out for our guests. We're going to talk about ideas for party snacks that go beyond chip and dip. Our guest is food writer A.J. Rathbun. He's contributed to a number of national publications, including Wine Enthusiast. His books include the award-winning mixology book, Good Spirits. He's also the author of Party Snacks, 50 Simple, Stylish Recipes to Make You a Popular Party Host. A.J., thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Celeste, thanks so much for having me.
Sure. Well, what's your advice for selecting a party snack menu?
Well, first, I think you need to sort of go over how many folks you're going to have at your party. Mm. Because if it's sort of a smaller affair, then you're not going to need the full-on snack buffet, right? If
right.
Just say 4 or 6, you just want a couple of snacks to have out. If you're going to have a larger party, then I like setting up a big buffet with a number of different snacks. And I think a couple of things to remember. First off, you should always have snacks that you like as the host or hostess, because you want to enjoy the eats as well. And if you're not liking them, your guests sure aren't going to like them, right?
Right.
And then also think about balance a little bit. So you want to have sort of a variety of snacks. For example, if you wanted to have the garlic hummus, so there's a dip, then you might want to balance it out by having the caramelized onion shells, which are more of a stacked, slightly baked snack. Mm. And then maybe some mini frittatas, which are nice little eggy bites of broccoli and cheese, just really good pop-in-your-mouth kind of snacks. So try to balance things out a bit. And also remember, though we're talking about snacks, that you always want to have good drinks as well.
Okay. Now, how many nibbles will the average guest eat?
Boy, it's hard to tell sometimes. I mean, if we want to talk about my friends, then a whole lot, because my friends all show up hungry. But you need to know your friends. But just for
you must throw a really good party then.
I try to.
Yeah.
I try to. That's what I like to do. For an average, I would say, you know, if you're making a mid-sized snack, like those tasty little mini frittatas we were talking about earlier, they're just bite-sized. So you'd want, you know, maybe 3 per person, if you were having some other snacks with them, of course. You know, mm-hmm. if you're going to have, like, some hummus, say, you'd make a nice big batch of hummus, serve it with little crackers, and then have a couple of those little bites for each party guest, if it's just a cocktail party and they aren't expecting a full-on meal.
Okay. And do you tend toward finger foods, or are foods that require a little silverware okay as well?
They're okay, but I just think finger foods are so much more fun and more easily manageable.
Mm.
It can be fun to have, you know, something that's on a little toothpicks or like on skewers, just because they look really good and they're a little fun to play around with. But I don't think you need to get on the full fork, spoon, and knife array, just because it's just going to get to be too much if people are standing around talking. You know, they have a drink in one hand.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be able to get at those snacks without messing around too much.
Okay, and then I suppose we also want not to have things too messy.
Yeah, for sure, because one of the good things to remember, is, especially around the holidays when you're throwing holiday parties as a host or hostess, is the less stress you put on yourself, the more fun you're going to have, and then your guests are going to have more fun too. So that's another great thing to remember, Celeste, is that if you pick a couple snacks that you can do at least part of the snacks, if not all of it, in advance,
mm-hmm.
then you take a little pressure off, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, there are these great little gorgonzola canapes with walnuts in the book. You can make the topping all in advance. So you can make it in the morning if you're having a party at night, and then just put it on the some really sturdy crackers right before the party. Then you're not stressing out those last few minutes, and then you can work on picking out your outfit.
That sounds like a plan. Also, I want you to talk about this. I can't wait. I don't know what it is. I have a taste for these olives now. Big green olives stuffed with blue cheese.
Yeah, the little olive bites are really, really nice. Again, something you'll make in advance, and you put the little bit of blue cheese in there and let it soak up with a few spices, some parsley and garlic and thyme. And people love olives anyway, just like you said, because they're just beautiful little bite-sized morsels. But then with the stuffing and the slight bit of spices, it just takes it up a notch, which is, of course, what everyone wants.
Yeah. I think if I was forced to choose, I would choose the stuffed with style as my favorite chapter in the book. Those caramelized onion shells look so good.
The caramelized onion shells are one of my favorites, too, I have to admit. And because you can buy those pre-made shells, they're not too tough to make, and those are super tasty.
Yeah, and also those stuffed tomatoes look so good too, those little tiny baby tomatoes.
Yeah, stuffing stuff is fun too, Celeste. So it's a bonus, right? It tastes really good and
yeah.
It's a good time to make.
Yeah. Now, what should you have in place before the first guests arrive? Do you want to have some things out really ready to go? I think you did say that, but then how do you time and stage the rest of the party if you've got things coming out of the oven, for example?
Well, I try to get as much out as I can before people show up. Bringing stuff hot out of the oven is sort of interesting. You know, people like that. They see it come out of the oven. It's all warm. It smells really good.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a crowded party and you're bringing stuff out of the oven, it just gets a little chancy. If you can, what I like to do is bring the stuff out right about when the party's going to start and maybe get a warming tray, which you can get a pretty nice, not too expensive warming tray. And those don't get so hot that there's a fear of burning, but they can keep stuff warm. So you're still serving warm snacks. So that's what I try to do. If you want to try to have snacks sort of in shifts, then I would put the warm stuff out first, just so you don't have to mess with the oven in the middle of the party, and then, you know, maybe have like a backup thing of the spicy cheese balls are a really good example of something you can make in advance. You can put in the fridge, and then you could whip it out in the middle of a party if you wanted to have some backup food just in case things run lean.
Yeah. Also, it's really fun when something new comes out because everybody goes, ooh, what's coming next?
Yeah, it is exciting. So I would suggest doing the warm stuff first, and then bringing out like a nice platter of something like those spicy cheese balls I mentioned, which I'm also a really big fan of.
Okay, and eventually some cookies maybe.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't want to forget the sweets, right?
Yeah.
Everybody has a sweet tooth around the holidays.
Yeah. So how do you like to set the mood? Talk with us about your ideas for lighting, the containers, the plates, the music, that kind of thing.
Well, I think you got to, again, go with what you like. So for me and for my wife, when we're throwing a party, we do like a lot of little candles around in like interesting vessels that we can hold them in. You know, we have some old bottles that have been sort of sanded down a little bit, the glass in that nice way, you know, that are really sort of fun. And we also, you know, have some regular little candle holders. So I like a little ambiance like that. And I also like, I think it's fun to serve your snacks. Don't be stuck in thinking that you have to use a particular plate or platter. I think it's fun to sort of spice it up a little bit by using other types of kitchen equipment. So we'll use like a colander to put bread in, slices of bread to dip in white bean and rosemary pate, for example. Or we'll maybe use a nice saucepan and put some stuff in there, you know, just to make it a little more fun and a little bit outside of the everyday. But I think the main thing is your party needs to reflect your own personality. So if you like Beethoven best, then that's what you should be playing. If you like Willie Nelson best, then, you know, put Willie on the stereo as well. If you're someone who really likes a black and white color scheme, then follow that along, because the party is a reflection of your own personality. So for me, I'm someone who has a lot of collections. I have sort of eclectic tastes. It seems really right for me to put out, you know, the chips for dipping in a cast iron saucepan or something like that. So I think that is the main thing that you want to remember when you're getting everything together. Again, I also always suggest getting out as much stuff early as you can, just to reduce that stress level. One time I got a fortune cookie that said, "Proper prior planning prevents poor performance." And I've used that sort of as my party mantra ever since. So I try to get stuff done in advance, get things set up. Always good to have extra napkins, too. There's one last little hint.
Yeah. And when you're getting all those things out, maybe you could even do it the night before so you can make sure everything's clean. And
yes, exactly. And
ready to go.
If you end up rearranging a little bit, we usually in the dining room, you know, we'll put the table up against one of the walls to give a little more space for seating, but also to make it easier to have a path in front of the snack and punch buffet. And so any of that stuff you can do a little bit in advance, just so the day of, you know, you're a little bit more relaxed, that's a good thing to do.
Yeah. What do you always have on hand for impromptu get-togethers?
I always try to have on hand a good amount of liquor, first and foremost, but I am a drink maker at heart. No, I think it's good to have there's a couple of things that you can do if you want to have an impromptu gathering and still make it a little better. There's even a little sidebar in the book that sort of goes over these super quick snack ideas. But my favorite is making my own little mixed nuts mix, because I love the peanuts and I love the cashews and the walnuts. And you can get that stuff, you know, at your local convenience store and toss together, maybe even toss a little cayenne pepper in there or something to give it a little bit of spice. So something that's really quick like that, mm-hmm. or even making up your own sort of snack mix with some nuts and goldfish and raisins or like dried cranberries is really easy. Another really quick thing that I like to do if I'm going to throw together a party is just on the way home, grab a little cream cheese and then put it in a bowl with some jelly on it, like flavored jelly, raspberry jelly, or jalapeno jelly, and some crackers.
Ooh, yeah.
And that's like a nice extra snack you can do. So I think being ready to make a couple of these quick snacks is good. Also, you know, always having your ice maker ready to go is super handy. And, you know, always having on the bar side one or two of the base spirits, like a gin and a rum or something, is then you can cover a couple of different tastes really, really easily and pick up like some mixers or some fresh juice on the way home. And so you can throw together a party that's impromptu and fun and a little bit, you know, has that last minute party chaoticness that you want, but still has good snacks and drinks.
Yeah. Can you dress up chips and salsa?
I think you can. Well, it can be hard. You can. There are definitely – well, we are sort of lucky, right, in most places have better chips. I'm not such a huge fan of the store-bought salsa unless you have a reputable local fresh brand. Like we have a couple out here that I know are made out here being Seattle where I am. So you can pick those up pretty quick. But I do think you can get like some of the ranch dressing.
Mm-hmm.
And add a little bit of garlic, a little fresh pepper, and maybe even a little bit of fresh basil or fresh parsley, and instantly take the taste of it up a couple of notches.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't mind doing that at all. And also, if you want to do that with chips, it's good, but you can grab some of those little carrots, the pre-cut carrots, and some pre-cut broccoli, and have a little crudité platter without, you know, having to spend a lot of time on it, and have the dip be something a little bit better than the everyday.
Okay. And before making something for a party, something we haven't made before, should we do a test run?
If you have time,
it's not
a bad idea to do a test run. What I would also say, though, is, you know, just rely on recipes that you can trust. Like if you have a book that you've made a couple of recipes out of and they've turned out pretty good, you can probably guess that the person who wrote the book has tested those recipes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I get a little nervous when people find recipes online, even though there are some good recipes, or even sometimes in the newspaper, where I'm not sure that they've been tested, right? Because I don't have any history with those people. So I would say if you're making something from a brand new book or from a new source that you've never tried before, and so you don't really have a history with their recipes,
mm-hmm.
I would definitely say testing it isn't a bad idea.
Okay. Well, here's to happy partying to you.
Yeah, here's to you too, Celeste. Thanks so much for having me
on the
show.
You're very welcome.
And happy holidays to all your listeners.
Happy holidays to our listeners and to A.J. Rathburn. He has contributed to a number of national publications, including Wine Enthusiast. His books include, you mentioned the alcohol, Luscious Liqueurs, Party Drinks, and Good Spirits. He's also the author of Party Snacks, 50 Simple, Stylish Recipes to Make You a Popular Party Host. The publisher is the Harvard Common Press.